quite a
So, Bezrat Hashem, welcome back to the vacation. This is the real vacation. Learning Torah, being in Yeshiva. So, Baruch Hashem, we were holding in Torah Lamed in the third. Paragraph. Yes. And we talked about.
That's a short one.
It's written Shchora Ani Venava on the third paragraph, maybe 10 lines into the third paragraph. It's written Shchora Ani Venava. Bechinat Shchora Ani Venava. That Bnei Israel are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though that I'm black, mean even though that I fell and failed so many times, even though if you Hashem gonna look inside, you're gonna see that I'm pretty, that I'm beautiful. And this is something very important, like we talked about it a lot of times, that think about it. We are the ones that are supposed to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at us in a positive way. We know for sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He Himself, He is the one that is looking at us in a positive way. He is judging us for Kav Zchut. So why we should tell Him that? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu already is looking at us in a positive way and is saying to us, Lo Yimit Aven BeYaakov, I'm looking at you only on the good side of you. So why we still need to do that and to tell him, look at me, Hashem, I'm good. Because actually, the person himself, he's got that kfira of chasing after himself and thinking bad thoughts about himself. And he's totally convinced, everyone, that he's the worst one. And he's chasing after himself, and he's hating himself so much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already knows that you're good. But you need to talk with yourself about it. You need to convince yourself that you're good. This is the secret of the Itbodedut. This is the real Itbodedut. The real Itbodedut is not to achieve things. The main part of the Itbodedut is really to talk to yourself. Not the part that you're praying and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The main part of the Itbodedut is the part that you're talking to yourself. That in the Itbodedut you're learning to find yourself. That you're talking to yourself. That you're observing on your own good points. And you're learning to know who that you really are. Because every one of us contains so many good things. So many good things that you cannot count. If you're going to check yourself who you really are, all of us, everyone, even though that it's not so comfortable to talk about it, but each and every one of us is amazing. Amazing person. Amazing person. I have to say to myself and to work on it that I'm going to recognize my good points, my good qualities, my wonderful abilities, my talents, my wonderful will that I have always to do only good. And if I have Yetzer Hara, this is from the side of the Yetzer Hara, it's not me. It's my Yetzer Hara, and I have it. Like that Hashem created me with a nose, with ears, with a hand. He created me with the Yetzer Hara. If you don't like your hand, you're going to cut it? You're not going to cut it. You don't like your Yetzer Hara. You don't like the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He created you in a battle that you cannot win. You cannot conquer. If Hashem will not going to help you, if He will not declare, I'm removing the Yetzirah from him, Yetzirah, you don't have no permission to damage that person anymore, to hurt him anymore, you cannot do nothing. You cannot fight with the Yetzirah. You're fighting with the air. It's a demon. He's made out of fire, and you're flesh and bone. How can you win? You cannot. So this is the reality. This is the creation. Welcome, this is the creation, you have Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara, what's the Yetzer Hara's trick? What he's trying to do to us? To let Am Yisrael think that they are not good. to let Am Yisrael hate themselves, to let Am Yisrael think that they're not important, that they're not worthy, that they are wrong, that Hashem left them, that Hashem don't like them, that Hashem hates them, that they're gonna pay, that they don't have no forgiveness. And he's working with everyone according to his nature, according to his weaknesses, his lackings, and he's playing with him. With one, he's talking to him about all of Am Yisrael. With one, he's fighting with him on a certain point. There is people that are chasing themselves on sins that they sinned 30 years ago. And there is no leftovers from that sin anymore. Nothing. And if really you're going to check it, you were not even the one to be blamed. If your parents taught you something and educated you and you lived in a certain neighborhood and environment that brought you to be contaminated, to have lusts, to have desires, what can you do? You saw television, you saw horrible things, and you went crazy because of all of that filth that your environment gave you. And for you, it was the truth, it was the reality. You didn't have the wisdom to choose back then, when you were 5, when you were 7, when you were 12. And with that Yetzirah, even when you become to be 13 and 15 and 17, still you weren't qualified to choose. Because you were all messed up with the Yetzirah. So how can you choose? If you're already inside of a mess. So you're not the one to be blamed. So who should we blame? There was the only one to blame. Kadosh Baruch Hu. We need to blame him. We need to realize that he made it all. To blame him we cannot, because we know that he's good and we believe that he's doing only good, Tov U'Mitiv, so we cannot blame him. But to believe and to know that he is the reason of everything that is happening here in this world, this is the simple faith of Am Yisrael, to believe in one God. That he is Mesobev Kol HaSibot, that he is the reason of everything that is happening. So now he created you to be in that situation, the Creator. Created you in that situation, with that body, with that history, with those lackings, with those weaknesses, with those problems and issues. He brought you to that point. Now you need to have an amazing, huge kaf zchut, positive way of observation on Hashem Yitbarach, and to believe that he knows what it is doing with me. He gave me a horrible lust and desires for crazy things, to chase after money, to like the beauty of women, to look for honor, to think about nonsense. And this is how that he made me. This is how that he built me. He brought me to that city with that those people surrounding me, with those options, with that body, with those weaknesses, and this is me. And now, I need to see what Hashem you want from me now. I asked in a shiur that I gave a few days ago, I asked the students, if now you're going to see the biggest tzaddik of them all, the biggest righteous man in the world, that you believe in him, one going to say Rav Shalom, one going to say Rav Ovadia, one going to say Rav Berland, one gonna say, I don't know, the Marosh, everyone gonna in it. The biggest tzaddik of them all, the one that you believed in, you believe in him. Great. How much time you can talk to him? If he's gonna sit with you, really, he's gonna dedicate to you 1 hour, 2 hours, one day you're gonna spend with him. How much gain, how much good things, how many good things you gonna be able to take from him? My answer for that is not much. Not much. You're going to be very impressed. He's going to wake you up to Avodat Hashem, going to give you a will. But you will not going to have the courage to talk to him about all of the things that you need to talk to. Issues that are really bothering you. And you're not going to find, you're not going to remember